The U.S. job market continued to improve last month, but at a slower pace than the month before. The Labor Department said today the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. Last night, Democrats and Republicans in Congress, though, failed to reach a deal to help the millions of people who have lost extended unemployment benefits and protections from being evicted. Joining us is Washington Post White House reporter Tolu Olorunipa. Tolu, with no deal in sight in Congress, attention turns to President Trump. He is weighing executive orders on payroll tax cuts and on protection from evictions. Is he, though, backing an extension of unemployment benefits?
Well, he's looking at different options. Now, obviously, if Congress were to pass a bill, that would be the cleanest and the best way to do something like that. But the president is looking to see if he can use executive authority to extend some of those unemployment benefits. The White House has said that's a priority for him, but it's not something that he can do completely without Congress. So he may be able to do some sort of limited form of an extension, but he is looking at that.
So realistically, what kind of help is there for Americans who are struggling?
Well, it remains to be seen. If Congress is not going to pass a law, it's going to be much more difficult for these millions of Americans who are relying on this extra unemployment benefit to get something from the government without Congress involved. So it's a very limited approach that the president may be able to take. He may be able to get some money into the pockets of these Americans, but it would be much more easy to do this if Congress were to come to some kind of agreement. Without Congress, it's a far shot at best that people would continue to get the benefits that they had been receiving through much of the spring and early summer.
One of the other things on the president's mind is the extraordinary steps he's been taking to ban the Chinese-owned social media apps TikTok and WeChat starting next month. Could you explain why he is taking these measures and why now?
Well, the president has essentially declared a national emergency, saying that these various popular apps that are used for communication and used for entertainment by millions, hundreds of millions of people around the world and tens of millions of Americans are a national security threat because the Chinese Communist Party essentially has influence over the Chinese companies that own these apps. And the president is saying that these apps have to be essentially banned in order to protect Americans' data from being under the purview of the Chinese Communist Party. So that's what the president is saying. Obviously, this will potentially end up with some litigation. But it's a pretty drastic action because these apps that are used widely across the country for a number of different reasons would be banned under these executive orders. And that would take a couple of the most popular apps from on the app stores. It would take them out of the market, and that would have a major impact on the way that people communicate.
It would be a huge effect. And in the meantime, is there any kind of corroboration to his assertion that they represent a national security threat?
Well, it is true that China does have a lot of influence over the companies that operate in China, and that if China wanted to ask those companies to hand over information about Americans, that it's possible that those companies would comply. But it is also curious that the president is pushing this at the same time that he has gotten much more antagonistic towards China after the coronavirus pandemic, which the president blamed China for, and the lack of follow through on the trade deal that the president notched last year. So there are people who say that the president is doing this as a retaliation against China because of other issues. But there are some national security concerns as well.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is facing criticism today for remarks he made suggesting that the black community lacks diversity compared to Hispanics. He put out a series of tweets last night trying to explain the comments. Meanwhile, President Trump says Biden lost the African-American vote with that comment. The president, though, has been falling in the polls. He continued this week to try and spin numbers on the coronavirus death rate, which is climbing. Has the president come out with any new policies that will help states contain the spread of the virus?
Not really. I was with the president yesterday when he was in Ohio. He went to a Whirlpool factory, and he did say that part of his vision for America would include getting control of the pandemic. But in terms of new policies, there was not much that he had to offer other than saying that we're continuing to try to develop a vaccine. He essentially promised a vaccine before Election Day, which most health experts say is unrealistic. So he's continuing to sort of offer positive spin, positive talk about the pandemic without offering a lot of policies for how to get it under control. His health experts are actually trying to come up with ways to increase testing and to open schools and to work through the process. But the president seems to undercut their message by not following those public guidelines.
Thank you for speaking with us, Tolu Olorunipa, Washington Post White House reporter. Thanks again, Tolu.
Thank you.